This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Northern California wildfire is threatening thousands of homes after winds whipped into a monster that incinerated houses in a small mountain community and killed at least three people. The North Complex fire northeast of San Francisco exploded to six times its previous size between Tuesday and Wednesday, thanks to gusting winds. The winds have subsided, but only after flames critically burned several people and damaged or destroyed hundreds, if not thousands, of homes and other buildings. Other large fires are burning around the state and the West. Numerous wildfires continue to burn in the state of Oregon's forested valleys and along the coast, destroying hundreds of homes and causing mass evacuations. Farther north, flames devoured buildings and huge tracts of land in Washington state. Officials said the number of simultaneous fires and perhaps the damage caused is unprecedented. Several deaths have been reported, including a one-year-old boy in Washington state. An official at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security says he was pressured by agency leaders to make his intelligence reports reflect the priorities of the Trump administration. Brian Murphy also says in a whistleblower complaint that he was demoted from his position as the Office of Intelligence and Analysis in retaliation for refusing to alter his reports on such matters as Russian interference in the election and the extent of the threat posed by white supremacists. A DHS spokesman denied Murphy's allegations. Congressman Adam Schiff of the House Intelligence Committee says he has asked Murphy to testify before Congress. The world has hit yet another COVID-19 milestone, reaching then surpassing 900,000 deaths from the virus. The number of infections is more than 27.8 globally. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says AstraZeneca's COVID-19 experimental vaccine suspension points to the effectiveness of the safeguards that have been incorporated into the trials. AstraZeneca announced the trials were paused after a volunteer developed neurological symptoms. Final testing of two other vaccines is continuing, one created by the NIH and manufactured by Moderna, Inc., the other made by Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. Those two companies and vaccines work differently than AstraZeneca's, which was developed by Oxford University, and the studies already have recruited about two-thirds of the needed volunteers. New York City restaurants struggling to stay in business after months of closures imposed in the face of the coronavirus pandemic won a long-awaited approval on Wednesday to resume limited indoor dining. But Los Angeles County health officials prohibited Halloween parties and said children should not be allowed to trick-or-treat during the popular fall holiday on October 31st. Now, contrasting moves on opposite coasts of the United States came as new coronavirus infections have fallen for several weeks in a row, but the nationwide death toll since the pandemic broke out in March exceeded 190,000, according to a Reuters tally. Australia's federal health minister, Greg Hunt, said COVID-19 hotspot Victoria should consider lifting a night curfew if the decision was not made on health advice. This as total pandemic deaths in the state surpassed 700 Thursday. Victoria authorities are trying to fend off criticism after its chief health officer told local radio he had not recommended the night curfew in the state capital, Melbourne, although he has not said anything against it. And State Premier Daniel Andrews confirmed the curfew had been enacted to make it easier for police to ensure and enforce some more general lockdown. Sunday, the state extended tough restrictions to September 28th, including a night curfew from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. in Melbourne. Britain and the European Union are holding emergency talks this Thursday over Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to undercut parts of the Brexit divorce treaty, a step Brussels has warned could scuttle any chance of a trade deal. After Britain explicitly stated that it would act outside international law by breaching the divorce treaty, EU negotiators have been trying to gauge how to deal with London after 4 years of tumultuous Brexit talks. China's defense ministry announced Thursday that Chinese and Russian forces will take part in joint military exercises in southern Russia later this month, along with troops from Armenia, Belarus, Iran, Myanmar, Pakistan, and others. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.